Wheel. We're at one of my most favorite shows, Brenda Abrams and Friends, Healing the Hurt. Take it away, Reverend.
Amen. Good evening, good evening, good evening. I'm not going to say hello. I'm going to say hallelujah. Just happy to be here in this service one more time with you, 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 and you. Very special guest this afternoon, none other than Reverend Chris Scott, and we'll be going back to him shortly. Also, Apostle Larry James. And, of course, my hubby sitting over to my right, and you are out there, and I know we're in the midst of a joyous time. We're in for a good time this evening. We're going to need more than 1 hour. But right now, let's move along with music at this time. We're going into our devotional. This is our devotional song, and why don't you just sing along with it. Let's just have a good time. Just sing as loud as you can, regardless to who's sitting beside you, behind you. And if there's no one there, just scream to the top of your voice, because he rose, he rose. If he had not risen, where would we be? Ask yourself that question. Let's go to music at this time. Bring it to you, Cleveland's own. It's the Christian Brothers and Standing in the Need of Prayer.
The Bible says that man should always pray. Pray in and pray out of season. Don't you know that there's power in prayer? I don't know what you're going through right now, but I just dare you right now to just look up towards heaven way and tell the Lord these words. Tell him like this: it's me, Lord. It's me, Lord. Sometimes I have to walk the floor all night long, but it's me, Lord. I don't know what to do, but I steal away and I tell him, it's me, oh Lord. Lord, I'm standing. Sometimes I'm up, sometimes I'm down. It's me, Lord. Sometimes I don't know which way to turn, but it's me, oh Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, I'm standing.
Jesus, be Lord.
supposed to do a prayer. There were places you told me not to go. I found myself going now. Oh, it's me, Lord. There were things you told me not to say, Lord. But those were the things that came out of my mouth. Lord, I need you. Lord, I need you. And sometimes I have to steal away all by myself. Lord, I'm standing. Lord, 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 I'm standing. Sometimes I don't believe.
Amen, amen, amen. We're standing in the need of prayer. We're just so happy, we're elated to have our special guest this evening, none other than Reverend Chris Scott. And of course, he's the pastor of Liverpool Missionary Baptist Church, located on 93rd, East 93rd Street. What is the address, Pastor?
Ain't that nothing? I forgot my own address. That 3929 East 93rd Street.
Amen. We're just happy to have you down today. We're going to read the scripture as usual, and then we're going to be led in prayer by Apostle Larry James, and we want you to join us. And the reason we say the Lord's Prayer is because we want you to join in. And those of you that don't have your Bibles or don't have a paper and don't know the words to the Lord's Prayer, just pray along with us, okay? Just continue to pray. We must pray. Our scripture this afternoon reads as thus, Philippians 4th chapter, verses 4 through 9. Rejoice in the Lord always. Again, I say rejoice. Let your gentleness be known to all men. The Lord is at hand. Be anxious for nothing, but in everything, by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God. And the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are such, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there be is any virtue, and if there is any praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The things which you learned and received and heard and saw in me, these do, and the God of peace will be with you. Apostle,
our Father,
which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses as we forgive them that trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory forever and ever. Amen. Amen. Let's go back to music at this time. And Reverend Scott, could you announce our next song?
Try Jesus by the Jackson Sisters.
For myself, help me sing it.
Try Jesus for myself.
Yes, I did.
Try him for myself.
I didn't need nobody else. You know that
I tried Jesus.
Let me sing
for
that
myself. For myself.
Oh, you know I tried Jesus for myself. Jesus,
Jesus,
come on, Jesus,
Jesus,
he will come.
How about you? Have you tried him for yourself? I tried him. Want to say a great big good evening to my daughter Kathy. That's my baby girl, and she's out there in Vegas, and she's listening in, and each and every week, you know, she actually, for those of you that didn't know, she did relocate to Las Vegas. And to my niece Gina, God bless you. Thank you so much. Missed you all last week, but I had another task I had to take care of, and God knows. So at this time, I just like to say a great big good evening to everyone and let you know that I truly miss being here, and even the engineer fussing, giving me a hard time. I missed you too, Apostle. God bless you. And all of you out there listening. Maureen Crowder Wallace, good evening, honey. Love you so much. And to my daughter, Renee, who's out there attending an event, I really love you. Georgette, you know you're my child. Blessings to you also, honey. And we'll be talking to you shortly. And my niece Gina said, hello, Auntie, looking beautiful. Thank you, baby. And thank you again, Georgette, for saluting us again. Want to say a great big good evening. I'm going to say it to her first this evening, and happy, happy Easter to you, Kathy James. We want to say a great big good evening to you and yours. And we want to continue on in Jesus' name. But right now, you know what? We're going to play our next song, and then we're going back to our guest, because this happens to be one of the singers on this song. And, of course, a song that you all love, you all request, All in Your Vessels. And, of course, we're talking about none other than Cleveland's own. It's the Golden Echoes.
You got to be ready.
Amen, amen, amen. You were listening to Cleveland's own The Golden Echoes. And about what year was that song produced? Do you remember?
It was produced in 1963, Checkered Record Company in Chicago.
In Chicago?
In Chicago.
Okay, and that was your father?
That was the father's first black group, quartet, that was coming out of Chess.
Okay, and since then there's been many, many recordings, right?
Yeah, a few recordings, 30 Pieces of Silver. Then I got.
Well, I have that one on the service. In fact, two or three more songs, and you know, I really appreciate him. He's one of the ones that helped start me to MC in gospel music, and it's a mistress of ceremony, and also he was encouraging when I began my radio career. And you know, in Cleveland and in West Virginia, I'll be celebrating soon 63 years. Mm-hmm. It's a blessing.
Yes, it is.
It's a blessing. And I had so many people like himself, Brother Robert Lewis, Odessa Steele, Larry Dominic, Arthur Turner, and Brother Spivey that yes. were so encouraging. Even Mother Fingers.
Yeah, yeah.
Elvira Fingers.
Yes, ma'am. Yep.
Yes. But with your group, how is that coming along?
We're coming along. We don't do many programs. We try to do two a month. And then I do whoever asks me. If you don't ask me, I don't break my neck to volunteer service. But we do a lot in Cleveland and in suburbs, mainly in the suburbs.
You know, I was at Seven Last Words. And you were asked to do the devotion, and it was a splendid job. That was a splendid devotion. If there's any such thing as a splendid devotion, that was one. And you know, it was just good to just feel the spirit moving.
Yeah, we don't sing no more. Yes. Those old Dr. Watts songs anymore.
Oh, we do down at Second Mount Carmel.
Yeah, you have. Most churches don't have the older people, where you can throw it and they can catch it and throw it.
You know,
it
Mother
back.
Berry?
Yes, ma'am.
Down at Second Mount Carmel. Mm-hmm. Well, you know she sings some songs
yes.
now. Okay,
mm-hmm.
okay. And then Patrick, our instructor, he's great. He's great. Yep. And our Wesley, our piano player.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, I know. They awesome.
Spivey there too. Yeah.
You know, we could sit here and just talk all evening about the groups, about the choirs, about the churches, because it's been some years now, a lot of years. In Cleveland, I'm celebrating 50 years. Being on radio and partial on TV, I'm celebrating, and I'm just celebrating, not celebrating Brenda Abrams, I'm celebrating the grace of God, the grace mm-hmm. and mercy that God has shown me down through the years. And also I'm celebrating and asking each and every one out in the city of Cleveland to celebrate with me, because you know what? Without you, there's no me.
That's right.
And I always remember that. It's not about me. It's about our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ.
Sick in the chair. Yep.
And right now, I don't want to start ministering. I want to go back to music and bring you our next selection for the evening. And this song, You Can't Tell It, by B.T. Green. Okay, all right. You can't tell it like I can tell it. Amen. How about that, Pastor Scott?
All right, you sure can.
Amen.
You can't tell it like I can. What the Lord has done for me.
Yes, he's been a good God. Amen. Amen. Blessing us. And right now, though, following that song. But, you know, I just wanted to know, I see you're celebrating a 74th anniversary.
74, yeah.
When?
Easter Sunday at 5 o'clock at Sanctuary Missionary Baptist Church.
Okay, that's this coming Sunday. Sanctuary Missionary, where Reverend Mark Smith has supposed to be the pastor. Mm-hmm. Yeah. We were there last week. Oh, my goodness. Congratulations, Brother Glover.
Yes.
Sister Glover. That was, it was out of sight. And Brother Lloyd Tucker.
Yes.
A great big congratulations to you. I mean, that service was awesome. And it was a tribute to none other than Lee Williams. And his son was the featured singer,
yes,
the guest
was.
Amen. Do you have any information that you want to share with
us? Yeah, I'm going to share this. With all praises goes to Willie and to the people who call Willie and wishing him well wishes. Mm-hmm. And he's out and he's doing fine now. And he will be at the program Sunday. He'll make an appearance Sunday. And I told him to come and give thanks to his people. Himself, and he said
Amen.
He would do that.
Amen. And they'll probably hear Sister Mary.
Yeah,
Sister Mary. Service this evening also. Amen.
Yeah, she's down here without Jesus.
At this time, Apostle, I'm still holding on. Debbie Snipes, and of course, she's the sister of Luther Barnes. Amen.
Oh,
from that Barnes family.
Amen.
Some kind of singers.
They said I wouldn't make it. They said I wouldn't be here today. They said I'd never amount to anything. But I'm glad to say that I'm on my way, and I'm growing more and more each day. There were many that started out with me, but now they're gone astray. But I'm still holding on. I'm holding on. I'm still holding on to his hand. You see, when I was young, here to stay.
still holding on. Gotta continue to hold on. I cannot let go of his hand. Still holding on. And that was by Deborah Snipes. And a lot of us have been around so long until we must have been holding on, Pastor Scott.
Yes, sir. We used to say holding on. Now we hanging on.
We hanging on.
We hanging on.
Okay.
Can I say that, Brother Larry? We hanging on now.
Apostle.
Yeah. Excuse me, Apostle. Uh-huh. We
hanging. That's why the broadcast goes so smoothly, because we have royalty. Not only do we have royalty, we have a Christian person. I mean, you know, he's.
Yeah.
Under nose control. We were just discussing him and talking about visions. You must have a vision. Of course, you have to have faith in order to execute that vision. That vision.
And you can tell if God blessing you, because he will equip you.
Yes, he will. And that's a gift.
That's a gift.
And that is, I mean, that's a big gift for him to sit here and run the controls and everything like he does.
Yes, it is.
And right now we're going to move along and bring to you another gifted young man. And we just love to hear him sing, none other than Brother Wayne Smith and New Revelation. Let's listen. And he's simply saying, and Kathy, all of you out there, this song goes out to you, all of that are listening. Sister Carlene Morgan, God bless you, and thank you so much for listening. And she's saying, good evening, all of you. Not just Brenda and Pastor Scott, all of you. I am watching and listening and hope you had a great Good Friday and enjoy the rest of the evening. Right now, let's go back to music, and you just hold on. Amen. We encounter. encourage you. We encourage you to hold to God's unchanging hand.
Yes, sir.
And we were just sitting here sharing, and of course, oh, by the way, share. We only have just a good 15 minutes to go, probably about 16 or 17 minutes, but we need you to share those last minutes, okay? And let everyone know that Healing the Hurt is coming their way from KAZ Radio, Cleveland's online inspiration station. You may also reach us on Wi-Fi, KAZ Radio, and of course, Facebook, KAZ Radio TV Network, Facebook, Larry James, YouTube, Twitter, Periscope, Apple TV, Roku TV, Amazon Fire TV, SoundCloud, Spotify, Apple One Tunes, and also Anchor FM. All of those different places you can reach, we certainly hope that Healing the Hurt would help someone out there. Our aim today, our mission is to help someone, to encourage someone, to tell someone there's a better way. Amen. And right now, we're going to invite you to a great service that's happening right here in the city of Cleveland, not too far from where we're located. In fact, it's on 131st Street, and the pastor happens to be none other than Pastor Mark Smith, and of course he's invited to come down one day, but meanwhile, Pastor Scott.
Well, yeah, thank you. We were going to celebrate the 74th anniversary at Sanctuary on Easter Sunday. We have the doors will open up at 4:00. The program will start sharply at 5:00. And the lineup will be at this. And this is how we're going to hopefully hit the floor. With no other than the Fleshman Singers and Wayne and the New Revelations, the Mondorian Singers, and the Voices, something new, Voices of Faith, along with the Sons of Harmony. And the Spiritual Believers won't be there. They left me a little small donation, and Mary McGlover and company. Once again, the doors will open up at 4:00, and the program will start at 5:00, and we ask each group to get up and do 10 minutes on the floor. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you. And for how many years?
74 years.
Amen. Of course, we give honor and praise to God, and we certainly want to thank again the late Peg Scott, and all know him as Peg Scott, but we happen to know his name is Brother Albert Peg Scott, the late Brother Albert Peg Scott. Deacon Albert Peg Scott. And of course, he was one of the founders, along with Robert Lewis, of the Golden Echoes, Cleveland's own Golden Echoes. And now his son has stepped right into that position and keeping that group just going. And we thank God for you, for Pastor Scott. That is a task, and it is a task.
It is a task.
Yes, it is. We thank God, though. But right now, I want to say a great big good evening to you, Johnny Jefferson. God bless you, and thank you so much for watching and tuning in. Maureen, yes. I'm sending that song out to you. I'm still holding on. I'm still holding on too, baby. God bless you and the entire Kreider family, the Ware family, the Pack family, and just the Davis family, just so many others out there. Of course, the Rose family. We're sending the service out to you, and the Coy family. Sending the service out to you. Abrams, you know I cannot leave the Abrams out because that's my other half. He was sitting to my right. He disappeared.
He disappeared, yes.
But God bless you. God bless you. Thank you so much for tuning in. And certainly we hope we're playing the music with the message. So you want to move? We're going to move along right now and bring to you a song by Hold On by New Revelation.
Yes, sir.
And this song by the Cleveland Zone, the Golden Echoes. And a lot of you, I'm playing this now for most of our senior citizens, Pastor Scott.
Yes,
and
sir.
I know you're probably wondering why. Now, why is she going to play that?
This is the reason for the season.
The reason for the season. You're right about that. 30 pieces of silver.
Waiting to go down into the water to be baptized. I heard somebody on the bank said that ain't nothing to be scared of. Because it ain't no thing in God's world. And that's the day that lives in my heart. Yes, it does. greet him, say, where are you, victory? He greet me happy. Oh, Lord, he knew. And one day down in the Smoky Hills of Birmingham, Alabama, I died. One time. Body down, there won't be no graveyard to hold a body like mine now. Because for 30 pieces of silver and a kiss on his cheek, his life will be traded by a man named Judas. The soldiers they took and they led him so high to be judged. They led him on down to Pilate, judgment hall. And I read Pilate, what you bring me for? Because I can't find. I done tried him one time and I can't find. No fault in this man. He said it for you that day, and he said it for me too. The pilot told his wife, said, woman, I want you to bring some water. I don't want to drink it, but let me wash my hands. Nobody in the judgment hall said that I am
guilty, guilty, guilty.
I don't want the blood on my head of this innocent man. And on that judgment day, on that great judgment day, if you ain't died one time,
amen, amen, amen. Pastor Scott, I often say it, and I know for a fact we need those 2 hours back, don't we?
Yeah, 2 hours.
In fact, even 3 hours we could use. And we want you to know that you can just, if you feel like it, I'm just going to be honest, you can send donations in order we can get more time to $Gospel Inspiration, $Gospel Inspiration, and we'll be able to get more time and share more music, and the music that you would like to hear, we would love for you to share with us. That's what I tell you every
Amen.
Week.
Amen.
What about the Fleshmans?
The Fleshmans will be celebrating their 7th anniversary. They're bringing in Jeffrey Newberry and the Keynotes, and along with Mary McGlover. And you're going to have, the Mighty Golden Echoes, Krista Miller, and Jeremiah Blair, and the fantastic Stumping Brothers, spiritual believers. They will all be gathered over there at the New Tabernacle Baptist Church off of Garden Boulevard. That's all 190th in Garden Boulevard back there.
Yes.
Once again, 4 o'clock doors were open. 5 o'clock program will start on time.
In fact, they could go to 189th and Harvard and go
straight back
and just continue on, and you'll see the church sitting right in
you're
front of you.
You're running through it.
Yeah. Don't stop. Just keep going.
Keep going.
And you run into the church.
Amen.
Oh, stop before you run into the church.
Yeah,
so, okay.
Stop. Yeah.
Again, we'd just like thank you so very much, everybody, for tuning in. And good evening to you, Kathy James. God bless you and happy Resurrection Day to you. And God bless you. This is the time when we really, really do need. We really, really do need more time because, you know, time is going by so fast. And yes, we want to thank God again for the Brother Glover. I understand he's doing great. And we're so happy. We give God the praise. It's all the praise to our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ.
Yes,
let's
sir.
Move back to music, and we're going to try to get about at least 2 to 3 more songs in. Apostle, I know we can get 2, but I don't know about the 3. So we're going to move right along at this time and bring to you one of Cleveland's favorite, a family group that have been singing. Another one that family, the father, mother support the group. And they supported the group and taught them, trained them the way to go. None other than Cleveland song. It's the Mondoran Spirituals.
Amen.
And
amen.
Take
amen.
Me by my hand. Take me by my hand and lead me on. And that's the only way I can go in the right direction, right, Pastor?
If you take me by my hand.
If you take me by my hand and lead me on into the right direction, there is a message in the music. Yeah. A lot of people say, and they think there's not a message in the music, but if you sing in the right music, and well, we're not going to go on there because I can go on and on, and we only have about 3 minutes to go. We're going to start another song and then play as much of it as we can, and I certainly want to thank you so very much for coming down today. And I want to hear from the Veronica and the Blazing Stars. Let's skip down, Apostle, if it's not too much of a problem, to number 12, how blessed you are, because I want all of our listeners to know that they are truly, truly blessed, even to be alive today, to be here, to be able to listen, to be able to watch Healing the Hurt and whatever you watch. And it's just a blessing just to be able to say thank you, Jesus. You know, it's been a joy and a pleasure being here this evening, and it's been a joy and a pleasure knowing that you are out there listening. Hopefully you enjoyed our service this evening. Again, I want to say a great big good evening to my niece out there in Seattle, Washington, and the ones in Oakland and San Francisco, California also. Know that I love each and every one of you, and those in Chicago, of course, my cousins in Chicago, love you and thank you for tuning in. And Brother Scott, did you? Reverend Scott, Pastor Scott.
They don't call me that because that name been abused. That says servant.
Okay.
That says servant. No, I don't have anything to say.
Okay, well, God bless you. Thank you so much for coming down today. I want to thank you, Apostle, again. And God bless each and every one of you out there. I love you. I love you. I love you. Have a blessed Easter. Give God the praises. And just look toward the sky. Look, you don't even have to look toward the sky. You can even think it if you can't speak and say hallelujah.
Yes, yes.
Hallelujah.
Yes, yes. Who was that old minister on the radio who said, let me out of here?
James.